USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.